The fine art of common sense. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning.
All right, welcome to it on a Monday. Glad to have you here. You know, you survived the green beer and you survived the big basketball game. Michigan State, the number two seed in the East, and Michigan, the number two seed in the West after losing to Michigan State for the third time. I mean, Michigan just can't seem to get over that hump. Maybe Coach Beilein from Michigan says it's just a bad matchup. Clearly, it's a bad matchup if you're 0-3. And Michigan having a very good basketball team. I think they were ranked number one at one point early in the season or mid part of the season. Anyhow, I don't pay as close attention to sports as I once did. I mean, I used to live and die by that stuff. But to be honest with you, as I got older, don't do that so much as any. And I don't go to a lot of things I used to do when I was younger that I don't do today. I used to go to concerts a lot, lots of concerts, loved them. And that's not so much anymore. And it's not, I don't mind. I enjoy the music and I was at, you know, Hall & Oates at Van Andel Arena in Grand Rapids last year, I guess, last concert I went to. Train, by the way, was terrific that night. Train was a better band than Hall & Oates. But the point being is, I don't mind being there. I don't like the crowds. I don't like the crowds anymore. I guess I just don't like people that much. I don't know. Anyhow, just kidding a little bit. Texas library apologizing for hiring a sex offender to dress in drag and read to kids. You hired a sex offender to do this. Now, first of all, the Houston Public Library apologizing to parents after a man who volunteered to read to kids during the drag queen story time sessions. I swear that's a thing. Drag queen story time, a thing at the Houston, Texas public libraries. Maybe they should apologize to taxpayers for creating such garbage at a public library. You know, do you think this is what they had in mind when they built libraries for the public was drag queens? I mean, do you think this is what Andrew Carnegie, is this what Carnegie thought he was paying for? Drag queen story time? I don't know. Anyhow, Albert Garza, a volunteer drag queen associated with the Houston Public Library program, charged with child sexual assault on an 8-year-old boy in 2008, was hired. And the library admits, oh, they forgot to run a background check. Oh, gosh, that's too bad. If they had done their job, and due diligence, if they had said, wait, maybe it's not a good idea to have a sex offender who's 200 pounds, 5'11", and who is assaulting an 8-year-old boy, maybe that shouldn't happen. Of course, maybe the whole event shouldn't happen, says Tracy Shannon of Mass Resistance. Apparently, they are willing to go behind enemy lines and say, you know what, we're not going to put up with this garbage. Speaking of resistance, if you missed it, the protests in France, in Paris, 5 months on now are these yellow vest protests, and they turned ugly over the weekend. They'd kind of lulled a little bit of, I mean, they've been going on every weekend for 5 months now, but over this past weekend, they had kind of scaled back a wee bit, but that all changed. Life-threatening fires were set. Luxury stores were smashed along the Champs-Élysées Avenue in Champs-Élysées. Yeah, I'm working on my French. Anyhow, they 18 straight weekend of demonstrations against President Emmanuel Macron. Remember how when Emmanuel Macron was wagging his finger at Donald Trump and wagging his finger at America for the way we were conducting ourselves and discussing things with the United Nations and NATO, and the press was just fawning over this guy. Well, he's a, you know, a bright, charismatic, you know, he's the new da-da-da-da. Who, yeah. Later, dude. He's nothing. He's an inexperienced dip. Here's a guy who, I mean, being polite, if it was an HBO radio program, we'd say a little bit more. Emmanuel Macron has proven that he is in way over his head. And this guy makes Beto O'Rourke look like a veteran. I mean, Beto O'Rourke compared to this guy, Beto has less experience than Emmanuel Macron. Macron's polished and worldly. What does Beto bring to the table besides flailing arms and I was born to run and I'm so excited. We have to save the world because we're all going to die in 10 years. Okay, Beto, take your medication, please. Anyhow, French Yellow Vest protesters setting fires, rioting in the streets along Champ LSE Avenue. A mother and a child barely saved from a burning building. Cobblestones flying through the air, smoke and fire. The resurgent violence comes at a watershed moment for the movement, which has been fizzling in recent weeks, as I mentioned. But it's time it come to a point, and it's come at the end of a two-month-long debate called by Macron that protesters say failed to answer any of their demands for economic justice. Economic justice. And I advise you to look at what's happening in Paris and in France, because when I look at Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or Ilhan Omar or Rashida Tlaib, what I see is the Greens Party of Europe, which has a firm hold in places like France. And make no mistake, those that want political instability cheer this stuff on. They want to see more of it. They want to see the Western world brought to its knees. They want to see justice, economic justice. And police caught off guard by the speed and severity of the Saturday riots. French riot police trying to contain the demonstrators. Tear gas, water cannons. Very little success as the attacks continued and spread. Others there, people coming in from Germany and other countries across Europe, showing support for these protests. Look out, folks, because they're going to spread and they're going to get larger. And yes, you're going to see them here. At some point, you're going to see these protests here in the United States. Look for it. Look for places like Portland and Seattle first. Portland and Seattle, places that they have gone all in on the progressive leftist mindset and allowing protesters to do as they please in places like Portland, Oregon, where the police just stand down, let them protest, let them burn down the city. Okay, if they burn down the city, that'll be good for everybody, and we'll all just get along afterwards, huh? Foolishness. Pure foolishness. Hey, it's 52 after. Good to have you here. It's the Steve Rivers Show on a Monday. We'll be right back.
So, you're finally ready to lose weight. Maybe it's so you won't need medication for diabetes, blood pressure, or high cholesterol. Or maybe it's just to look and feel better. Whatever your reason, MyPureHealthSolutions.com can help. MyPureHealthSolutions.com will customize a weight loss program designed specifically to tackle the hormonal imbalances that cause you to be overweight. It's a program that can be done anywhere, on any schedule. Learn more today at MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me, it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.